Researchers think they've found a way to make it a little easier to raise healthy children. New mothers know their role is always hard, and it's even harder when the mother is a poor, unmarried teenager. Those vulnerable mothers were the subject of a study published in the journal Pediatrics. The research says there are powerful benefits when a nurse begins visiting a pregnant young woman at home. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
The nurse home visit program has been more than 25 years in the making, with University of Colorado psychologist David Olds shepherding it along since 1977, testing it in different settings, first with poor white families in rural New York, and now, most recently, with over 1,000 low-income African-American mothers in urban Memphis, Tennessee.
The sample of women who are participating in the study are very low-income. 85% of the women were at or below the federal poverty guidelines.
Most of the mothers were teenagers. 98% of them were unmarried, and all were having their first babies.
That's crucial, because we think that if we can get women off to a good start with their first pregnancies and care of the first child, that those skills will carry over to subsequent children.
Now, the nurses, specially trained in prenatal care and early child development, regularly visit these moms at home, starting early in pregnancy and throughout the next 2 years after the baby is born. And it's the same nurse every visit.
For many of the young mothers, they haven't had someone who is consistently there for them. And this relationship, many of the young mothers tell us, is a lifeline. It's a lifesaver for them and their child.
Melissa is a young mother who had an unplanned first pregnancy in her early 20s. She signed up for the nurse home visits program. That's when the home health nurse entered Melissa's life.
Helping me out with the steps to take through pregnancy, how to stay healthy, you know, eating correctly. If I had any problems or there's things I was worried about, I didn't know how to handle things. She was really like my, God, she was almost like my counselor, like my support system. Like, she was really awesome.
At the end of September 2002, Melissa gave birth to a healthy baby girl, Faye, and the nurse continued to visit.
She came to me once a week for like the first couple months, and she'd weigh the baby and just talk to me about how she was doing, you know, how she was sleeping, how she was eating, and just, I mean, when she's around Faye, like, she's just so good with her, and I kind of look to, like, want to model myself after her.
Melissa has a good job now, works hard, about 50 hours a week. Nurses in the program do more than just health counseling. They typically make referrals to job training programs, help moms write resumes, and follow up on job interviews. Melissa says she couldn't have done it all without the nurses' visits.
She really helped me, you know, feel that I was going in the right direction and doing the right thing. And if I ever questioned myself, I could call her anytime. She'd come visit me. And, oh, she's awesome. I love her. I kind of miss her because the program ends when the baby's turned two.
The nurses stop their home visits when the babies reach their second birthday. To see if the program has any lasting effects, researcher David Olds waits until the children turn six to see how they're doing.
The major finding is that nurse-visited children are better prepared to enter school. They had better language development. They had better cognitive development.
At first grade, IQ scores were 3 points higher. Language and math scores up 2 to 3 points. These are modest effects, yet they persisted even 4 years after the program had ended. The children in the program also showed fewer behavioral problems and less aggressiveness at home and at school. The mothers did significantly better, too.
Nurse-visited women were less likely to have subsequent pregnancies. Nurse-visited women were less likely to use welfare and food stamps.
Child psychiatrist William Beardsley from Children's Hospital in Boston calls this study groundbreaking. He says the innovative part of this program is the long-term consistent relationship between the nurse and the mother. And the nurses say they like the relationships, too. The job turnover rate is low, about 13% per year, less than half the rate of nurses in acute care centers.
We should invest more resources in these kinds of preventive interventions. They're effective, they work, and they can make quite a significant difference.
Effective and cost-effective, too, according to the Washington State Institute for Public Policy. This nonpartisan group looked at the costs and benefits of all early intervention programs that had some evidence of effectiveness. Their report came out in September. David Olds' nurse home visits program cost about $9,000 per family for the 3-year period. The report says that the program generates the largest cost savings of any home visit, child welfare, or early intervention program evaluated, including Early Head Start. The savings added up to over $17,000 per family in welfare, criminal justice system, and medical costs saved. So now that there are 25 years of research studies finding that this program is effective in different settings and cost-effective, the program is being implemented by governments around the country. Officially called the Nurse Family Partnership, it now serves 50,000 women throughout 260 counties in 22 states. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.